Basically, the goal here is really to start from our sugya and to kind of try to put together the pieces of it, because it's one of those cases where it's very, very interesting when you've got kind of different sugyas that seem to be saying kind of different drashas and maybe even different things. And you have to kind of try to think about, you know, how these different pieces kind of fit together. And I don't know whether we're going to come up with, like, you know, a proper answer, mainly because I didn't really actually, I tried to look around and didn't necessarily find something that for sure said, like, you know, one clear mahalach. So I kind of put a suggestion on here, but I think the main point here is really just to identify the issue rather than to necessarily come up with an answer. Okay, so let's start off. So our Mishnah on Yutes brings an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether you can bring an Olus Ria on Yom Tov. So in the Gemara, Ullah comes along and he explains the basis of that argument. So Beis Shammai has a pasuk, right, brings a pasuk which says, V'chagosem, right, Osam Chag L'Hashem, right? And Chagosem is talking about the Shammai Chagiga. And basically, the deal is, according to Beis Shammai, that you can bring a Shammai Chagiga, but you can't bring basically any other korbanas on, you know, so which would include, of course, even an Olus Ria. So an Olus Ria is something which you've got hope to bring, right? But insofar as you've got a miut from Shammai Chagiga, Shammai Chagiga is the only korban that you can bring, nothing else, yeah? Even something which is a hope like Olus Ria. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. And Beis Hillel turn around and say, well, yeah, but it then says La Hashem. So that's kind of like a counter. And L'Hashem is anything which is kind of, so to speak, for Hashem, which would include all kinds of obligatory offerings, yeah? So not just the Shammai Chagiga, but also the Olus Ria, which is, again, as we've said, something which you have to bring. However, according to Ullah, right, what comes out from this is the Beis Hillel is going to agree, right, that anything which is not obligatory, i.e. the Darim and the Nedavos, yeah, even if in fact it's a shlamim, yeah, like as we see later on a toda, yeah, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov, right? You'd have to wait till Chol HaMoed. So that's in a nutshell our Gemara. Now the issue is, yeah, that our Gemara sounds like the whole machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is based on these drushes, you know, B'chagosem on one hand, B'Hashem on the other hand, yeah. But we know from earlier on that in fact there's another argument which sounds very relevant here, right? But nothing to do with drushes, it's to do with Svara. What's that argument? Anyone remember? Between base jump and base hill, yeah. Totally, yeah. If you go back, yeah, and if you have the sheets, go back to Yud Base, right? Remember we had a Mishnah that talked about, you know, you kind of Chazaro talked about carrying, you know, different things like children, things which aren't ochel nefesh, yeah? Can you carry them on Yom Tov, yeah? And basically we had a machlokas. Beis Hillel said, yeah, you can carry. Beis Shammai says, no, you can't, yeah? And, you know, it's starting with suggestion, in fact, probably Naskana is, what are they arguing? They're arguing on Matoch, right? So you've got a spara, which Beis Hillel holds by, right? It's a malacha, which you can do for ochel nefesh. Matoch, since you can do it for ochel nefesh, you can do things basically for anything that has any kind of Yom Tov need. I mean, in Pekitzah, yeah? And Beis Shammai doesn't agree to that, yeah? Now, on Yud Base itself, the Gemara brought a brisa, right, which said what? So, if you've got the sheets, I don't know, if you haven't got the sheets, fine, yeah? I'll read it out. Tani tana kani de rabbi yitzak ba'al dini. Hashochet olas nadava biyontif. Someone who shechts, yeah? An olas nadava. So this is a voluntary offering, and it's an ola, yeah? Biyontif. What's the din? Loka, right? You get malchus. And the Gemara turned around and says, this has to be who? Beis Shammai, right? Because for Beis Hillel, it sounds like in a simple reading, Beis Hillel is absolutely fine, right? Because he holds Matoch. So that's basically the Gemara over there. So the obvious problem is, yeah, that in our sugya we see the Beis Hillel agrees, yeah, the Nedarim and Nedavos are asur, right? Sorry? Well, yeah, I mean, even to permit, so to be intimate Olus Ria, right, which is an obligatory Ola offering, yeah, he has to come on to, he doesn't say because of Matoch, but he says L'Hashem. So you've kind of, first of all, Matoch gets dropped in our, sounds like, you know, there's no mention of it, yeah? And then, you know, the other problem is that, that, well, it's, you know, over there, it sounds like actually, you know, Beis Hillel would have said Matoch even on an Olus Nadava, a voluntary offering, which we know that, that sure can't be the case. We know Beis Hillel holds, yeah, that it's not permitted at all, yeah, according to our sukkah. So that's like a classic stira. and the Tosfos, you know, go, address this point, yeah? So when you go back to Tosfos, it's much more geschmack when you see it, yeah? But Tosfos also, over there, bring another sukkah with a third piece of the jigsaw puzzle, which will fit in, yeah? So Tosfos there explains that in Achanan, yeah, Beis Hillel does actually forbid an Olus Nadava, right? And what's the reason? It's actually because of the third piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Now, this is where you have to hold horses a bit, because this is something we haven't yet seen yet. But I'm bringing it in at this stage. You'll see the three pieces, hopefully, together. And I'm going to have to, I mean, I put it on the sheet, but I understand if you don't have time, it doesn't really matter. I'll kind of speak it out, so I kind of in this, try to make it simple, yeah? So basically, later on Daf Kaf Amud Beis, so this is kind of a heads up for what we're going to see later on, yeah? There's also another argument about Olus Ria, believe it or not, yeah? Between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Fantastic, yeah? And on there, basically, the argument, it goes the following, yeah? That initially Beis Hillel wants to suggest that we should be able to bring an Olus Ria on Yom Tov, and we can learn it from a Kal V'chomer from Shabbos. Because just as Shabbos you can bring obligatory offerings, yeah? So Kal V'chomer on Yom Tov you should basically be able to bring obligatory offerings, yeah? And Beis Shammai says, rejects that limit, and then brings, on his side, a counter, which is a drasha. He says, it says lachem, right, in relation to Yom Tov. Lachem means lachem v'lo l'gvoa, right? Has to be for you and not for Hashem, yeah? In terms of when you do malacha on Yom Tov. And that comes to exclude, says Beis Shammai, in Olus Ria. Right, because an Olus Ria, what is in it? It's an Ola, right? Not for you, it's for Hashem, right? You burn up that korban, yeah? And so, oh, that's interesting. Okay, Beis Shammai's brought a different drasha, not the Chagosem, yeah, but a different drasha, Lachem. And to counter that, Beis Hillel turns around and says, Lahashem! Now, that is the same, right? It's the same Lahashem, right? Lahashem comes to say, you know, no, it can't be that Lachem Lulun Gabor, it sounds like. It says Lahashem, which means anything which is Hashem, yeah? And then he Beis Hillel himself turns around and says, well, there is a drasha lachem, but lachem comes to extreme, lachem below lekutim, non-Jews, right? Lachem below leklavim, yeah? So, i.e., that there is some kind of idea that it has to be for you. Now, okay, how do we fit this together? So Tosfos says, in fact, lachem below leakum, yeah, or below lekutim, yeah? That does actually come to narrow a bit what you can do in Yom Tov. So how is it going to work out, right? So if you were talking about Matoch, right? So Matoch would in fact commit even to bring an Ola offering, right? And Tosfos over there actually speaks out to Svara, yeah? Which is, yeah, that it is some kind of need for you as well. Right? Again, you said Matoch allows you to do any kind of yontif need. Because you don't want to eat your food when your master, without your master having his table for you, yeah? Right? So when you bring Ola offerings, yeah, for Hashem, it's kind of also for your need as well. Right, that's the first point, yeah. So we could have understood from that Gemara there on the base, right? Because he was suggesting that would be the argument in terms of Matoch, right? In terms of a voluntary Ola offering, yeah. However, says Tosfos, the bottom line will be that Beis Hillel will agree that you cannot bring right an Olus Nadava. Why? Because he says it will be part of the exclusion of Lachem Lo La'akum. Lachem Lo La'akum comes to exclude and says basically, you know, that there are certain things, certain Yom Tov needs, yeah, malachas you can only do if it's for you, right? And it's not, you know, has to be more direction for you, yeah? So that will exclude, yeah, at the end of the day, says Tosfos, bringing an Ola offering. So again, because of Matoch, you would have said it's okay.
Why? Because
Ola is less direction for you, yeah? So in reality,
it was Ria, not
the seventh. Oh, so we'll talk about Ria in a sec. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
But for the time being, yeah, let's an Ola offering. We'll say, okay. Yeah, it's not complete. You know, it's not.
I used in Shlomim before. In Shlomim, not an Adam of Shlomim has somewhat for you.
Well, okay. There's different categories. That's
I understand what you said earlier, yeah. What you're saying
once again. So basically, right. Let's take a step back. Yeah, right? Yeah. So basically, Shlamim, Shami Chagiga, obviously is not controversial, right?
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit later on about Shlamim, which is Nadava.
Okay.
Right? Although from our Sukkah, it does come out from Ullah that the even based Hillel will say you can't bring that.
Right.
Well, a Shlamim that's a Nadava is actually much more complicated because a Shlamim is for you.
A Shlamim is even better.
It's even better.
It's better.
Right?
It's not for Hashem.
It was also for Shem. Why not for Shem?
It's simpler. In a sense, it's simpler though, right? No, because Lashem means love. If you're talking about the Joshua of Lashem, which we'll get into in a sec, that means obligatory offering. Yeah, it's a narrower definition of Lashem. Okay, but for the time being, Shlamin is going to be an interesting one because Shlamin basically, there's no reason why you can't chef something for Shlamin. You're having the meat. Yeah, that should be a permitted lot. There should be no seemingly there should be no problem. So let's kind of put that on the side. Sorry for a second, But there's Ola is not so poshed, And there's two types of Ola. There's an Ola's Ria, and there's an Ola's Nadava, right? Now, what we do, from our Sugya, we do end up saying, right, an Ola's Nadava is going to be a problem, Ola's Ria is going to be okay, and there's going to be a drush to include it, Lasha, right? But what I'm pointing out is, when you look back at your base, at the first glance, Sat, you would have thought to say, the base Hillel will even permit an Ola's Nadava, which is a head-on.
Well, that's what he says.
Well, I mean, what we said there is we said that if you bring the Olus and W, you get Malkus. And who is that? That's Beis Shammai. So that's the mystery. But what we're going to try to say is that just to answer this, we're going to try to say that in relation to the question of Malacha, right? So there's a Svara of Matoch. And Matoch would allow you to bring Ola offerings. Yeah? So if that's all you had, then everything would be permitted, actually, seemingly. Okay. If that was the only thing you had, and no other drushes, nothing else, For Beis Hillel, all right? So far, so good. But on Daf Kaf, later on, we see that we've got another drusha, right? And that drusha is Lachem, right? And that's a drusha, right, that Beis Shammai is bringing, right, to say why you shouldn't bring an Olus Ria, an obligatory offering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Beis Hillel doesn't seem to accept that drusha, because he says La Hashem, he brings the pasuk of La Hashem,
right?
And he's asked, what does he do with Lachem? And so he says, okay, well, Lachem does, he kind of, you see from that Gemara, he does accept Lachem as a drasha, which narrows what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be for you, and okay, he says, not the club, not for your dog, not for a goy you invite round, right? It has to be more, there is a certain high level that has to be for you. What Tosfos wants to suggest, and again, it's not clear from that Gemara, but this is Mefurish in Tosfos, and this is what Tosfos brings in order to answer this major problem we talk about, is Lachem will also exclude, an Ola offering, even for Beis Hillel, right? So, i.e., when we narrow and we say, even Beis Hillel agrees, Lachem below the club and below the Akum, it has to be more direct for your needs, right? Even though in relation to Matoch, we said, and Tosfos also said this, but if you look at Matoch on its own, bringing an Ola offering would be kind of a yontif need. It would kind of end up being permitted because of Matoch, It's just about, there's kind of some small need there that Matoch, that it's, shechting is permitted, but other things would be permitted for this too. But then Lachem comes and says, no, it's not, this is an exclusion, and says that it's coming and narrowing things and not saying an Ola. Okay, now it sounds like we're having fun and games, but it's not, because there's a very big difference here, and this is what Tosfos speaks out on your base. And we go and look at Tosfos inside afterwards, because it does sound as if I'm making a whole big thing, but it's mamash from Tosfos, So Tosfos points out, that when you're talking about Matoch, right, if you don't have Matoch, let's say you hold by Beit Shammai, you don't have Matoch, right? So Be'etim, it's a stam malacha, you're doing a malacha on Yontif, right? You get markers for that, right? But if you have Matoch, that's your starting point. So your starting point is it's not a malacha, because it's permitted because of Matoch.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a drasha of Lachem that comes and kind of puts it back into the black box list, if you want to, whatever you want to call it, the X list, But Lachem is something which is an assay. Lachem, it should be for you, right? So from that assay, we're going to turn around and say, that's going to come to, you have to do things, on your own, which is Lachem, for you and not for other things. So it's kind of one of those backhanded things, It's kind of a lot assay that comes out from an assay.
Mm-hmm.
And the klal is, and this is what Tosfos says, a lot assay that comes from an assay, you do not get malchus.
Mm-hmm.
So believe it or not, it ends up being that we look back on your base and we see that when we turned around and said, oh, onus ria, yeah, you get malchus. That must be Beis Shammai. It turns out that Beis Hillel would agree that it's asan in a Torah to bring in, onus ria, onus nedava. Beis Hillel will say it's asan to bring in onus nedava. In Hachanami, you completely agree to that. And it's, but it's for a different reason. It's not because of matoch, and it's rather because of a drasha. And the difference being that once you have a drasha and it's because of an asay, right, lachem, as opposed to anything else, yeah? So that means you wouldn't get malchus. And that's why we see, insofar as we see that olus nadaba, you get malchus, it must be a shita that doesn't hold by matoch.
But also matoch gets rid of malchus as well, doesn't it?
Well, no, but I'm saying Beis Shammai doesn't hold by matoch.
No, but I'm saying about the Beis Hillel, though. They are using matoch, though.
Matoch holds by matoch, but it's a mitzvah. It's not a malacha. That's right. So again, matoch once again, I know it sounds confusing, but matoch says the chorit should be permitted, you shochum gavoa, it's yom tiv need, and matoch says it's not better, it's not malacha. But then lachem comes, even for Beis Hillel, and says that you can't bring olus nedaba, right, because it has to be lachem, right? That's kind of how it fits together. So far, so good.
Okay. So is it basically the yud base is just basically it's just getting out. Matoch's just getting out malchus.
Right. So what we end up being is a fascinating thing, right? The matoch, exactly. The riot that has to go along to Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, is because Beis Hillel you wouldn't get malchus because Beis Hillel holds by matoch. And even though, yes, we'll see in sugyos later on, but for sure he won't allow you to bring an olus nedaba, right? And it'll be issa, asa min haTorah, but it's for a different reason. And that's the nafkamina. It's for a reason which will mean you will not get malchus. That's how it pans out. Okay. So now, taking then a step back, yeah? So we see basically, right, that when you put all three sugyos together, right, this is what we're trying to do today, yeah? And this is where, you know, that we see that in fact, there's kind of, you know, an argument on matoch, and there's also an argument on two sets of drushes, right? There's an argument on asa v'yutes, drusha v'chagosem, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to lachem. And there's an argument on kaf, on lachem, as opposed to lachem, right? So, which is very interesting, yeah? And it sounds like that both cases, yeah, Beis Shammai's bringing chagosem, or he's bringing lachem, right? And Beis Hillel, and it's in relation, by the way, to an olus ria. That's where Beis Shammai is bringing it. Beis Hillel, in relation to an olus ria, an obligatory ola, is coming to counter with the Hashem each time. Kind of how it pans out. Yeah. So the issue here is though that why do we need basically so many kind of drushes, right?
Right, especially Beis Shammai.
And Beis Shammai, yeah. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. I mean, we're talking about the same thing, Beth.
There's the Lashem and Beis Hillel, different Lashems.
No, it's the same pasuk. It's actually the same Lashem. But basically, the debate is on the same thing, right? So it turns out, interesting thing, right? It turns out that we've got two cases, Yud-Tes and Kaf, which we'll come to later on, where they're both arguing on an Olus Ria, yeah? And yet they bring different pasukim, right? Chagosem, Lachem, Beis Shammai. And then Beis Hillel both times brings Lahashem, and there's no mention of matoch, right? You would have thought there might at least be mention of matoch, but there's no mention of matoch, yeah? So what I was trying to look for, and I'm not going to go through the Tosfos, but the R Tosfos, yeah, which is on the sheet on Duffy Test, maybe look at your own time, yeah? But he himself kind of brings together these different drashas, so that's another way you see it. And again, this is the Derek of Tosfos to try to fit the sugyas together. That's the Ikka point I'm trying to get out from this. From this kind of chabura, is that, you know, when you see a sugya on its own, yeah, it can, Baruch Hashem, it can flow very nicely, but then you see other sugyas and everything, you know, it's one Torah. Everything needs to fit together. So I'm going to try to make a suggestion, yeah, but again, this is very much a suggestion, so take it or leave it, yeah, and you can kind of, if you want to, you can turn off for the rest of this year, because my main point has been accomplished just to try to at least have a superficial explanation of how the sugyas kind of at least can fit together, even if they seem to be bringing different drushes. But now I want to do is try to explain maybe why you need the different drushes and how a bit on a deeper level, right? But again, it's my own thing. I haven't seen it, so take it or leave it. Okay. So what I want to suggest is the following. I want to really suggest within Beis Hillel, right? And maybe you can work out how Beis Shammai works. But I want to say for Beis Hillel, the starting point is, yeah, that all korbanos would be permitted because of matoch, right? Shlomim, you don't need to permit, as I've said, yeah? But Ola, you do need to permit, right? And there is this svara of mitoch mitznola. Okay, so far so good, yeah? So Beis Hillel, everything is permitted, l'chora, even Ola should permit, both Ola, remember, two types of Ola, Ola's Ria and Ola's Ndaba, but an obligatory one and a voluntary one, they should all be permitted because of mitoch on the starting level. Then you have a drasha of l'chem v'lo l'gvoa. Right, and that conversation is trying. Beis Shammai trying to say that even an olus re'iyah should not be permitted. Yeah, and comes Beis Hillel and says, yeah, but it says LaHashem, right? So i.e., yeah, what comes out according to what we're saying in Tosfos is, yeah, that he admits there is a drasha of lachem below lekvoa, but he says I don't think that drasha should be coming to prohibit an olus re'iyah, because I have also a drasha of LaHashem which talks about obligatory offerings, anything for Hashem. Yeah? So Elamai, so I have a Lachem, he accepts that there is such drasha, but it'll have to be that Lachem comes, yeah, to tell you that it's an Olas Nedava that is not permitted. So far so good, yeah? Yeah? Okay, good. Right? Now we come to our Sukya. So I want to say our Sukya is the last piece of the Dukas of Pasuk, right? So in our Sukya, Beis Shammai comes along and he's got a drasha of a Chagosem, yeah? Now the Chagosem is talking about a Shamei Chagiga, yeah? And Beis Shammai understands, Chagosim says, Shamei Chagiga is what you're allowed to do and nothing else. All other korbanos, you're not allowed to bring, yeah? So now what could that do? That could come to exclude, yeah? So we're talking about a shlam, an obligatory shlamin, right? So that could come to exclude, yeah? A voluntary shlamin. Maybe I should say, Chagosim, you're allowed to bring an obligatory shlamin and not a voluntary shlamin, and by the way, you'd have to exclude that, yeah, because there's no malacha problems on that. You're going to be eating the meat, yeah. So that's one thing, yeah. But it also could be said, Chagosim, you have to bring, yeah, an obligatory shlamin and not an obligatory ola, right? So that Chagosim could be coming to exclude two things, yeah, right. And in fact, Beis Shammai will say, yeah, it excludes two things, right. Maybe in combination with Lachem, leave that for a sec, yeah? But that Beis Shammai is bringing that in our Sukkot as a drasha, yeah? So turns around Beis Hillel and say, again, he'll accept that there is such a drasha for Gosem. But he turns around and says, but it does say LaHashem. And LaHashem consistently always says that coming to tell you, you can bring an obligatory offering, which is obviously coming to tell you an Olas Ria. That being the case, the only thing that can be excluded is what? I would suggest is a voluntary Shlamim offering. Yeah? Because uh-huh. We said there's two possibilities for Chagosem. It says you should bring an obligatory shlamin. It could exclude a voluntary shlamin or an obligatory ola. Obligatory ola is included in Lashem, so it must be coming to exclude a voluntary shlamin. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what I want to say, bottom line is, if you start off with Matok and you have to have coming exclusions, Lachem, I would suggest maybe basically I will exclude, yeah, mm-hmm. a voluntary ola offering, yeah, which you need to exclude, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Chagosim comes to exclude a voluntary shlamim offering. And that's why you end up going to Ullah with the position of Beis Hillel saying that anything which is voluntary is excluded.
Very nice. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
So you're saying about you need to specifically exclude the more like
Yeah, because Beis Hillel is done because everything is permitted. Yeah, and because he holds Paka by Matok.